And these people or investment funds are enjoying the great luxury of their investments, and that while we in these local areas are in the dark, as you could say, and without power and without heat. And we need to come up with a solution that where the people are non-contactable, and also where the people engage with the landowners, come up with a compensation fee or whatever, that the ESV can go in there and have access to go in there and maintain the corridor width that's there, repair the lines, and possibly widen the widths where necessary. So it's an ongoing issue still in our rural areas here, and I don't think it's fair that the people are still going to suffer that now in the oncoming months again with the storms and the winds that's oncoming. And I'd be just very conscious that we're still going to have power outages. I've asked in the past for maybe generators as a backup, but you won't be able to have generators for every house. So it's, I'd greatly welcome the intervention by the minister and that to try and come up with a solution. And also, I suppose, to thank the fellow councillors also in supporting the motion.
But you'd imagine, though, that given the fact that, let's say, Storm Eowyn was such a significant weather event, that lessons will be learned by now, surely, ahead of the winter months. We are actually in the middle of winter as it is, but traditionally those weather events kind of happen in the new year. You would imagine that the government would have learned lessons and have done at least some of what you're saying by now.
I believe that the talks and negotiations are happening, to try and resolve this solution. But there's nothing definite there where ESB has the access to go in and maintain and widen the corridor width at the moment. So it needs to be speeded up, as I say. And in the meantime, we in the vulnerable areas are still suffering without power when this storm. But there is some progress has been made in the past where some of the work, when they have the permission to go in, they have some great work done, the ESB, in forestry and widening corridor widths and maintaining the lines. But there's still large areas there that's still where they're under pressure, where they cannot gain access.